Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading you our incest story written by user Bathing My Son, and I'm on update number 22. The title of this is called I've Been Helping My Son Bathe, update number 22. It's actually update 20 on her post, but I'm numbering them all over. So hopefully that's not too confusing. Hey, back with another update about how things are going. If you're new, there's a brief recap, a couple of updates prior, if you want to get back up to speed. About a week has passed since I last posted, and there's been very interesting development I have to tell you about. The crop top and thong has kind of become my go-to home clothing. So much so to the point now where they call it my quote-unquote uniform, which I think is pretty cute. As soon as I get home from work and out of the shower, I slide into them and we start the evening. There's still sneaking looks, but more and more less sneaking and more outright staring as I'm doing things around the house. A few nights after dinner last week, when we were all home, we'd watch TV together and resume our new quote-unquote routine position of me in the middle, one of the boys with their legs across mine and my spare hand on the other's thigh. We've become so much more comfortable sharing this position as they always save space between them for me to squeeze into. Through this week, though, we were all pretty busy, so nothing much new has happened. But over the weekend, as these things always seem to go, things went a little differently. Saturday morning, I woke up a lot later than usual, because we were up quite late watching TV, but mostly just me enjoying the feeling of skin on skin with them. And when I did, I saw my youngest standing at my bedroom door. "Sorry, Mom, I didn't mean to wake you." "No, no, it's fine, baby," I said through blurry eyes. "What time is it?" 10:30. 10:30? Shit, that was sleeping in. "Have you two eaten?" "Yeah, we've been up for hours. I just wanted to check and see if you were okay." "Yeah, I'm fine, baby. I just let me get dressed and I'll come down and join you." He didn't budge where he stood, just remained there looking at me. "Everything okay, honey?" I pried while sitting up slightly, pulling the sheets up around me and my torso. "Yeah, Mom," he said quietly with a pause after. In that moment, I thought that maybe he wasn't here to check on me. More there to catch a look at me, which I empathized with. Going from what we had to now must have been pretty hard on him. I looked hard at him for a time before deciding to get out of bed, in front of him naked. And it wasn't the best idea, so I told him to wait for me in the kitchen. My other son was already there, and we'd spent the rest of Saturday just lounging together with another movie, and me squeezed between them to round off the day. Our touching has gotten more bold as the days progress, and now it's not even a thing. Whoever has their legs over my lap, I rest my hand on the other's thigh and run my fingers over them gently. Sunday was much more the same as Saturday, except neither was at my door when I woke up. Without having to focus on work, I find on weekends my head runs wild all day, which I just keep to myself. So it's hard to suppress the thoughts sometimes. And I was super horny all day, which didn't really help. Monday, yesterday, we all worked, which helped to distract me from my thoughts. But they were still nudging at me. The guilty feeling of leaving my son high and dry returned as well. But I had to accept things the way they were, just different now. My oldest, while in a very different spot to his brother, also hadn't been hiding the fact that he was looking at me. It's progressed from glances to stares from both of them, both also fully aware of what the other was doing too, as we are usually all in the same room together when we are at home. When I got home, things got a little more interesting. They were both already there and starving, so after I cooked for them, I slipped off to have another shower and get ready for our movie. I realized when getting dressed, though, that I didn't have a clean crop, but thought this might be a good opportunity to see their reaction to me wearing more than what they were used to. I found an oversized shirt I have and went into the lounge room where they were waiting for me. As I walked in, they both looked a little sad, which I picked up on right away, asking, "What's wrong?" "I just thought you'd be better in the uniform," said the oldest. "You too?" I said, looking at my youngest. "Well, I mean, yeah, we're so used to it now. Sorry, boys, I don't actually have a clean one anywhere, and I didn't want to wash this weekend, and this is really all I've got at the moment." "I mean, you don't even have to wear one if you don't want to." "What?" I felt my eyes were out of my face. They went wide. They went that wide. My heart started racing, but I tried to keep it cool. His brother didn't react the same way, which made me think maybe they had talked about it, something like that, already. "You mean just like not wear a top at all?" "Yeah," he said, doubling down on his position. "I mean, we can see everything anyway through your top, so it won't be weird, would it?" he said, looking at his brother for affirmation. He responded with a nod, and they both looked toward me, waiting for a response. I really wasn't expecting that, but in the moment, I was hit with goosebumps and shivers. "Well, I mean, if you two don't mind, I don't, I guess," I said, kind of sheepishly. They both responded by shaking their heads. It took me about 10 seconds to work up the courage, but I crossed my arms and grabbed the bottom of my shirt and pulled it over my head in one motion, grazing my boobs on the way up. I felt them bounce back down into position. When I moved my hair out of my face, I locked eyes with them and smiled. They weren't smiling back, though, more gaping. They had their mom standing in front of them now, wearing nothing but a thong, and they were speechless. "Well, say something," I laughed. My oldest just let out a quiet wow, while my youngest stared, smiling, obviously relishing seeing me like that again. "Okay, now I'm comfortable. Let's start. Make some room, please." They shifted away from each other, opening a nice gap between them for me to take my place, and we resumed our usual position. My heart was absolutely pounding the whole time the movie was playing, but I showed them nothing of my nerves. As I was stroking their legs, I kept glancing over at their shorts and saw two distinct erections, which only enhanced my chills. Every now and then, one would turn and take another peek. We watched TV in relative silence before it got late, and I told them I had to go to bed, hugging them both from my seat, my exposed breasts squished against their torsos. It felt so fucking good. I can't even begin to describe it. We haven't had one yet, but I think this weekend or sooner, we'll have another chat about how things are progressing. Honestly, it's paramount in what we're doing that I'd rather have everyone or everything on the table. But I'm now wondering what will happen tonight, whether or not I'll even bother with a top. Update number 23, I think. Hey there, back with a week's end diary entry for everyone. Anyway, there's a quick recap in an earlier post if you're not up to date on everything. So quite a lot has happened since my last update, and the movement of things is still very natural, which I'm thankful for. Things have definitely settled into a rhythm now, but with the odd crescendo to keep things interesting. It's all very exciting to me, and I'm sure them too. But in the interest of letting things develop in their natural way, I'm not pushing anything hard, just letting things play out as they do and rolling with all that has happened. Tuesday of last week followed very much in the same process as Monday night. I came out in a thong and an oversized top, and they moaned about it, and I took the shirt off in front of them and joined them on the couch for some TV before bed. I felt way more at ease doing it the second time, and it felt very nice to be nearly naked with them both there. I worked late for the rest of the week, which gave us very little time together, as I'm usually out of the house before they're up. With the weekend again looming, my head was racing with what could happen. With all of us home again for 2 full days, it's always exciting to think about what will come next, as it seems like everything has been leading up in one direction only. Saturday afternoon, when I got home after shopping for the week, they were both there waiting for me, but they had already had dinner, which was a nice surprise. I went up to my room to shower, and when I got out, I put on a thong and an oversized shirt with full intentions of taking it off when they asked me. We ate, chatted, and even shared a bottle of wine between us, which I think definitely played a part in what happened later that night. I don't often drink, so it went straight to my head, and when my oldest asked if we could watch TV, I asked them straight out, shirt or no shirt tonight. You already know, my youngest said. I gave them both a sideways smile and stood up, walking toward the lounge room to take off my shirt while leaving and dropping it on the floor, enticing them to follow. We resumed the quote-unquote position on the couch with me in the middle, but spent more time chatting than actually watching anything, and they kept looking down at my breasts, which only served to make me hornier than I was. Feeling emboldened by their long looks, I looked between them and just came out with, "You know, you're both burning holes in them when you stare." This made them both immediately look a little guilty, and they stammered some apology, which gave me a giggle. "Honestly, it's fine. I get it, but trust me, they're nicer to touch than to look at. Here goes my heart again." Neither said anything to that and just looked as though they'd been caught. So I asked them flat out, "Come on now, it's obvious you've both been looking and want to, so just do it. I'm giving you permission." They exchanged a glance between them as if questioning if this was real or not, as I went to say something else before in unison. I felt one hand from each of them clasp their closest boob. They kept their hands there, while my youngest was more focused on my nipple, the oldest was grabbing it with full hand, going around and under it, feeling the whole thing and lifting it up. I pulled my arms up and over my head to give them better access while laying my head back on the couch, with my eyes closed, enjoying their touch. When I opened my eyes, I looked down to see their erections pressing up against their shorts, and from there, down to my own chest, watching my boobs being fondled by their hands, just an incredible sight. I was getting pretty worked up, but had enough willpower to control myself, not letting things get too far too soon. As much as I wanted to grab them and let them play in peace. "So, do you like them?" I asked prudently, breaking the silence. "What do you think?" my oldest said, while looking back up at me. He always has been the cheeky one, so zero surprises there. "Of course, Mom." "What?" "Of course," my youngest relayed more gently than his brother. "Well, then we can do this again tomorrow, okay? Do you want that?" "Absolutely," they both replied while letting go. I leaned over to hug them before retiring to my bed, leaving them together to talk about what had just happened. Sunday, the day was a chore day, so I finally got around to washing my clothes properly and now had tank tops to wear again, if so choosing. The boys were out most of the day with friends, which had me feeling pretty lonely and in want of some attention by the afternoon. I think it's kind of funny that even when they are not home, I'm in my uniform, crop, and thong. My youngest got home first and went straight to the shower after saying hello, which made me want to get in with him. But slow is the go for the moment. He emerged shirtless, which would have been the usual before his brother moved back in, but it was new for now. I couldn't help but stare while he wasn't looking at his body. The oldest came home shortly after, and he also showered straight away. And I potted around the house, and I started to get dinner ready. He emerged shirtless too, obviously taking a leaf out of his brother's book. We ate together, and the inevitable came up as they were washing up. "So, are we going to watch anything tonight?" my oldest asked quite confidently while stacking the dishwasher. Oh my God, they have a plan. "Well, that depends on what you want to watch," I said back a little cheekily. "Can we go now, Mom? We'll finish this later tonight, I promise," I said to my youngest. "I guess if you actually both do this later. Come on, you two," I said, standing up, walking toward the couch with them in tow. Once we're in position, we had the TV on. It was literally just background noise this weekend. They both looked toward me from my sides, which made me giggle. "So, I know you don't really want to watch anything, so here you go," I said while taking my top off for them again and resting my arms behind them, but on their shoulders this time, gently touching their exposed upper arms. They went back in and cupped my breasts like Saturday night. For some reason, it felt even better this time, probably because I was less nervous and I felt like I could enjoy it more. And them being shirtless definitely added to the excitement. They had their hands all over me, extending from just my breasts down to my stomach. At one point, before going back up and squeezing what they wanted, I definitely felt more emboldened by their confidence in touching me and decided that it was really now or never for me to have my own hands filled. I pulled my arms back down my sides, which pushed my breasts together slightly, and lay my hands right on top of their thighs, rubbing gently. They made zero protest to this, so I moved my hands up in unison and lay them across their cocks. God, it felt so fucking good. Oh my God. They were rock hard, and I heard a slight gasp from both as I stroked them from above their pants. My oldest actually grabbed much harder than he was before on my chest, with his hands going from the base to the tip. "Oh my God, Mom," my youngest moaned slightly, which made my heart race even more. I wanted so badly to just keep pushing, but didn't have the confidence just yet to keep my hand above their shorts. They felt roughly the same size, but I'd have to wait until next weekend before I actually did check, since I was just lost in the moment with the two of them. We were there for about an hour, just touching each other, and I decided to call it a night before things got too out of hand. Letting them go, I brushed their hands off and said, "There will be plenty of time for more later. I just need to know if this is what you want." The cat got their tongues for a few seconds before, and after exchanging a glance between them, they nodded in unison while looking at me. "Okay, great. I love you both and just want to be on the same page. I'm always here to talk if you want to talk about any of this." And I leaned across each other for a long hug, skin to skin, chest to chest. Their body's warmth radiated through me. "Now, go finish the dishes, please. I'm going to bed," I said, and I stood up and walked back to my bedroom. So that was this weekend. Sorry for how long it's been since the last update. Work has been really long. But with the weekend nearing, I'm so fucking excited to see and feel what will happen next. Update number 24. Hi. I'm updating with a smaller gap this time because I've got to get this out. Things have really escalated again. And with the weekend here, all of us at home, I'm so excited. If you all remember, the way my youngest and I made it work was for things to move very slowly, one step at a time, and not jumping into things without being certain. I still feel this path forward again. So with the progress that's been made so far, I think I did the right thing tonight, not just going all out, even though I absolutely wanted to. That's not to say it was nothing, but there's absolutely still more to come. All through yesterday, my mind had been occupied by what was going to happen last night. I knew with last weekend and me touching them, it only meant that this weekend was going to go further. It was really hard to concentrate at work with all the things I was thinking, which made home time all the more sweet. When I got home, they were already cooking dinner. Thank God, I was hungry, and we ate together. They hadn't showered yet, so they took turns and emerged once again shirtless with just shorts on. When it was my turn, I spent a little longer in the shower than usual, going over all the possible scenarios in my head. But by now, I know it's best not to plan, just have time to take care of everything for me. When I got out of the shower, I considered putting on a shirt, but decided to surprise them, and left it in my drawer. Then, choosing my thong, I thought it should be something quote-unquote special as a hint to them that I'd been thinking about the evening for a long time. I chose a sheer black lace front one that I refer to as the shoelace, since it's basically a string connection by a triangle. When I came into the lounge, they were already there, waiting for me on the couch with their jaws dropped a little, seeing me walk in like that. I don't think they were expecting it, but they looked pleased with what I had chosen. I've had this for a while now, and I decided to put it on. What do you think? They were both a bit shy to talk, I think. So I gave them a spin anyway to show them the back and then took my place between them. I gotta say, I was really nervous there with them. All of us kind of waiting for some kind of signal from each other, not wanting to make the first move. Eventually, my oldest looked toward me first, and I nodded at him as he reached out for my breast. His brother followed, and I lay my arms around him, pulling them in closer. They were nearly pressed up against me. Oh, boys, I'm really happy that we could do this. I breathed out upon feeling their torsos touch mine. It was so warm between them, and I rubbed their hands down and around their shoulders. We are too, Mom, my youngest said, while looking between his brother and I. You know how last weekend you touched us? Said my oldest. Well, we were wondering if maybe you'd do it again. Is that what you both want? I said, looking at my youngest, who nodded in reply. Here's where my heart really started racing. I think maybe through your shorts in the way, it'll be a little tough. If you want to take them off, that's fine with me. Otherwise, we can just stay like this, I said. They shared a glance, and without saying anything, my youngest reached for his shorts and pulled them off. Fuck. It was so good to see his penis again after so long. Just as hard and long as I remembered. And he kept up the shaving. That was quick, I laughed at him. The oldest's under my arms. His eyes were wide when I looked at him. And I leaned forward and kissed his forehead. It's fine if you don't want. He cut me off. No, I want to. I'm just nervous. I get it, honey. It's your first time. Trust me when I say I want to see it. I felt it now. I'm curious to see what you look like, I said, glancing at his crotch. He stood up as he pulled off his shorts. His dick got caught in them, causing it to spring straight up, showing his full erection bouncing about 2 feet away from my face. He sat back down after getting all red, but didn't attempt to hide himself at all. Oh my God. I breathed when I saw it. I was a bit intimidated because he's just as big as his brother, if not slightly longer and more curved toward the left as well. My belly filled up with butterflies as I looked down at both of them completely naked. Seeing them together like that was definitely a rush like no other I've ever felt. I moaned as they re-grabbed at my chest and got comfy in my seat. May I? I said to no one in particular. "Fuck, Mom, please," my youngest said right into my ear. I brought my arms back over their heads and placed them high on their thighs, digging my nails in and dragging them up. I took them both in my hands. "Oh my God," I laughed and looked at them both. "You're both huge." I wiggled them with my hands like a joystick, feeling their weight, which really gave me nervous giggles. They both gasped and sat up in the seat more as I played with them, gently stroking up and down. Just getting used to how big they were and not questioning for a second if it's what we wanted. "Fuck, I've missed this," I heard my youngest say, barely audible. "Mom," I heard from my right. Seems like the oldest finally had the courage to say something. "Are you gonna, I mean, you don't have to, we can go slow again," but we waited for a second for him to finish. "Can you make me come?" "I've had this for weeks," he said, gesturing to his boner. There it was, absolute music to my ears. I didn't think it would go this far in one night, but I was thrilled that he asked. "Oh, honey, I'm so glad you said that," I said, reassuringly. "You both can just sit back, okay?" "I'll do everything. Tonight is about you two. Don't think you can't touch me, though, if you want to." I reached my hands up, spat in them just a little, and grabbed them again, making circles with my palms on their heads. They both seized up a lot and completely forgot about my boobs. Putting their hands on my thighs, they gripped tightly. I acted on impulse from this point, because nothing felt real. Standing up while still holding them, I spun around and dropped to my knees before them. "Now, one of you already knows how this goes, but I want to show you too," I said, looking at my oldest. From my youngest's reaction, he was more relaxed than his sibling. I moved my weight across until my mouth was inches from his cock and looked up at him before putting his tip into my mouth and swirling my tongue. I thought he was going to come instantly because his whole body froze and he let out a guttural moan. So I pulled him out and just let him calm down a bit, still jerking with both hands. And then I went back for a second try. I went much slower this time with my tongue. I think it was better for him. After a few minutes, I swapped, let him go completely, giving him time to catch his breath, and went over to my youngest and started sucking him. God, it feels so good to have a cock in my mouth again. I can't tell you how much I missed it. "God," I said between sucks, looking at them. "I'm so spoiled with my two big boys. I forgot how much my younger likes dirty talk. Because when I said that, he locked up and I knew what was coming. So I put my face down over his cock and he unloaded in my mouth, sitting back, spent. My attention went back to my oldest after I'd swallowed and I really started working him. He didn't last long. In no time, he said, "I'm gonna come, fuck, Mom." I tried to get my mouth back over to him, but he unloaded before I did, getting some onto my chest and lips, dripping down my breasts. When I sat up and looked at them again with a grin, "I'm so happy now," I said, giggling at them a little manically. "Thank you," I said. I kissed their legs. "What are you thanking us for?" my oldest said. "Thank you, Mom. I can't believe that just happened." "So it's all going on at the moment with still 3 days off for the weekend. I can't wait for what happens next."